I'm now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young, and happy Friday, Sunny.
Happy Friday, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you're beginning with boxing today.
Kim, it's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sunny.
Nnamdi, let's begin in your backyard of Los Angeles. Heavyweight title fight this weekend. Tell our VOA listeners about that.
Sonny, this is for the vacant title once owned by Vitali Klitschko. Two heavyweights will tangle right here in Los Angeles. Brandon Stevenson, he's from Haiti, and Chris Arreola from Los Angeles. They will fight for the vacant title, and they fought that last year. Arreola had a broken nose and got stopped by Berman. So we're looking for an exciting heavyweight fight in Los Angeles, and it's going to be Saturday night.
Nnamdi, still with the heavyweights. A former champion, Jimmy Ellis, has passed. He held the heavyweight belt in the late 60s and early 70s. What do you remember about Jimmy Ellis?
Well, we remember him for being the champion and also losing to Joe Frazier in 1970 and also being stopped by Muhammad Ali in 1971. In the 12th round. We look at an era where we had great heavyweights like Ron Lai. He fought Ron Lai, Joe Bogner, Floyd Patterson, Jerry Quarry. These heavyweights were top of the line compared to what we have today. So Jimmy Ellis, a former WBA champion, we will always remember him. May his soul rest in peace.
Another former heavyweight champion, Nnamdi, Samuel Peter of Nigeria. I remember you saying he was going to fight in a tournament in New Zealand. Is that still on for Big Sam?
He pulled out of that silly tournament supposed to happen in New Zealand. I mean, he has some calf injury. You know, he has no business going into a tournament whereby you fight three guys on the same night. That was just like a freak show. So thank God he's no longer involved in that, and hopefully he can come back and get a couple of fights and get his career going on.
Like I always say, for every fight, everybody had a game plan. As of right now, there's not a blueprint on how to beat Floyd Mayweather. No one has found the way to break the Mayweather code.
Floyd Mayweather unifies the welterweight belts, remains unbeaten, but one of the toughest fights of his career, he wins a majority decision against Marcos Maidana of Argentina. First off, Nnamdi, was it a fair decision? I know one judge ruled the fight even.
It was a fair decision, but Sonny, don't forget that lots of people want to see Mayweather lose, you know. So right there, you have haters. He controlled the fight. The bully was Maidana. But also don't forget, you watched the fight. It was a dirty fight. Dirty fight. The referee allowed a couple of low blows. But he pressed, he pushed Mayweather. What surprised me was that I expected Mayweather to box and stay off the ropes. But he stayed on the ropes and he got cracked a couple of times and then he got headbutted. So it wasn't an easy fight for Mayweather, but it's one fight we will see, we will talk about whereby he was really, really pushed, and but he survived and he was able to control the fight, was able to adjust in the second half of the fight. Not every fighter can adjust.
Nnamdi, you say it was a dirty fight. In fact, Floyd Mayweather at the post-fight news conference accused Maidana of being a dirty fighter. Let's listen now to his comments.
He was the guy that was holding me with one hand, hit me with another. He was the guy that was trying to knee me. Yes, absolutely. Like I said, he's a regular guy. I thought that I was the boxer and he was the WWE wrestler. That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Nnamdi, Floyd also talked about what's next, whether there'll be a rematch against Maidana. Let's listen in again to Floyd Mayweather.
I just don't know what I'm going to do in my next fight. But like I said before, whoever it is, they think they're going to have the remedy to break the Mayweather code. It's not going to happen. I'm always going to find a way to win. Like I said before, you got guys that go to the body real good, but I always find a way to win.
Nnamdi, who might be a possible next opponent for Floyd Mayweather?
Well, before this fight with Maidana, people talked about Amir Khan being the next one. But Amir Khan had a good fight with Luis Collazo. He had Luis Collazo down three times, and moving up to a welterweight, he put up a good show. But Amir Khan will not be ready in September because, you know, he's a devout Muslim. And we have Ramadan and lack of liquid. So he wants to be ready. He's going to be ready in November. Floyd Money Mayweather paying you will not make that adjustment to accommodate you. So Amir Khan is out for the September fight. Look for American in May 2015. Then we come back to the rematch. Everybody's talking about a rematch. The rematch is still a dangerous fight, you know. Go back and look at the fight with Manny Pacquiao and Timothy Bradley. Remember the first fight? And then come back and look at the second fight of Timothy Bradley and Manny Pacquiao. Same thing. First fight, Manny won easily. Second fight, Manny won easily. The second fight, if we go for a rematch with Mayweather and Maidana, don't expect Mayweather to go toe-to-toe and do a rope-a-dope on the ropes. No way. Mayweather is going to go in and box. And what will happen, he will win an easy decision. He said after the fight that he gave the fans what they wanted. But at the age of 37, getting banged up like this, I mean, hitting behind the head by Maidana, bullied around the ring, we don't want to see that again. But if the rematch is what the fans want, he will give them the rematch. But don't expect him to go toe-to-toe with Maidana in September.
Nnamdi, you talk about Floyd being against the ropes, giving the fans what they want. It kind of reminded me a little bit of when he fought Cotto, the number of times that he was hit. Your thoughts?
You're right about the calls, Sonny. The Cotto fight was a tough fight for Mayweather. Remember, this same fight with Maidana, we saw him with blood the first time. Head butted, it was bloody, but he didn't panic. So it's not going to be easy fight like everybody. Because remember, before this fight, Maidana was 12-1 underdog. Yeah, so you're fighting a guy who threw everything at you with all this rabbit punch, low blow, kick you, and all that. You know, anything can happen. One of those big right hand lands, and you'll be out of there.
Nnamdi, I remember you saying you thought Floyd's preparations were good for Maidana, and yet maybe there were some distractions ahead of the fight?
Sonny, lots of distraction before the fight. I mean, breaking up with your girlfriend of many years and talking about she had an abortion for your twins and controversy about the green gloves. Because Maidana wanted the gloves with less pad so that when he hits you, you feel it. Mayweather said, no way, you know, I want to be healthy after the fight game. So Mayweather said, if you don't change the gloves to the more padded gloves, there's no fight. So the controversy about the gloves, breaking up with the girlfriend, and all the other little things, he was not on the ball, really.
Oscar De La Hoya, some trouble in his camp on the promotional front. Where are we now with Oscar De La Hoya?
Well, De La Hoya and Barbarim of Top Rank, they've decided to work together, which means we'll see fights between Top Rank fighters and Golden Boy fighters. The head of Golden Boy, the CEO of Golden Boy, Richard Schaefer and Barbarim, they don't like each other. So which means there's no chance we will see a fight between Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, because Richard Schaefer will go with Mayweather Promotions and head Mayweather Promotions, and then Oscar De La Hoya will be on his own with Golden Boy, and that fight will not happen.
On the undercard of Mayweather-Maidana, Adrian Broner scored a victory. He also had lost to Maidana earlier, and a penalty on Broner soon after, Nnamdi. VOA! Tell our VOA fight fans about that.
What a silly fighter. I mean, this guy just talks anyhow. Remember, what do you expect from a guy that flushed $20 bills down the toilet? That tells you where he is mentally, you know. I mean, he made some very bad comments about Mexican fighters, that he just destroyed one using the F word. Don't forget that Mexican fight fans are the biggest fans in boxing, because they come out and they spend money for you to beat one of their fighters. And then on top of that, use the F word to insult the Mexican fighters. Not only the Mexican fighters, but the African fighters too. WBC said, okay, enough of this. Until you apologize, you will not be in any sanctioned championship fight, and you will be excluded from the WBC ratings. He's just a fool, really, to make comments like that in front of fans that paid to see you fight, and then on top of that insult them. He deserves to be taken out of the rankings and no championship fighter till he comes to his senses, Sonny.
Thanks, Nnamdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. In National Basketball Association playoff action Thursday night, the Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs, who met in last year's NBA Finals, both scored victories at home. The two-time defending champion Heat defeated the Brooklyn Nets 94-82, while the Spurs spanked the Portland Trail Blazers 114-97. As a result, the Spurs and the Heat both took 2-0 leads in their best-of-seven second-round series. LeBron James scored 22 points, and Chris Bosh added 18 more as Miami pulled away late in Game 2 to beat the Nets. San Antonio used a balanced attack to top Portland. 7 Spurs scored at least 10 points or more, with Kawhi Leonard leading the way with a team-high 20 points. Who knows? Maybe we're going to see San Antonio and Miami once again in the NBA Finals.